Joining us now at our studios is Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Matt, good morning. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Always a pleasure. I'm so happy with most of Division Street done. My commute from over by the soccer fields took about 5 minutes this morning as opposed to, say, 7 or 8. So happy to have that thoroughfare back open. All is well that ends well. It looks great.
Yeah, and you come down here and we've got construction on our end now, but at least that's not preventing you from getting here.
You got to put up with the rain to get the rainbow, Jeff.
And put up with the rain. We had that yesterday. You know, we had some severe weather move through yesterday afternoon, knocked us off the air for a while, so we were scrambling for quite some time. But yesterday, you've got more people in school now than you did a couple of weeks ago, with the teachers, with the student athletes and everything. So you got, I want to say a dry run, but that's not really correct, an actual test of the emergency procedures. How'd everything go?
Yeah, you know, so again, Northfielders know the sirens went off, you know, yesterday afternoon. Of course, most of our staff was gone. It was, you know, later 5 o'clock or so when those sirens went off. I don't remember the precise time, but knowing that, you know, we have fall athletics going, I hightailed it down to the gymnasium area, and by the time I got there from my office, which is by the tennis courts to the gymnasium area, all of the athletes, the coaches, had all of the athletes in the areas where we have identified as severe weather shelters, in this case, the boys' locker room. And so I think what that just does is it shows the great work that our safety committee, led by Jim Colseth, you know, we practice these procedures, we have clear maps up everywhere, because, you know, most days you're not thinking about it, but when those sirens went off, I knew exactly where to go to get that particular piece of paper, and we were able to make sure that, and the coaches did outstanding, the kids did great, they got right to the severe weather shelter, and thankfully, you know, the tornado warning truly wasn't here in Northfield. I think the sirens went off because, you know, of course, the tornado warning had eked over into Rice County because of what was going on in the Denison and Nurse Strand area, but, you know, again, thankfully, there wasn't necessarily a there was severe weather, but not to the point of tornadic activity here. But our students and our staff did an excellent job of following the procedures. Very impressed and very happy that, you know, they know exactly what to do in those circumstances. And if you think about trying to corral, you know, probably 115 teenagers, you know, to do that kind of thing in the moment, it's pretty impressive. So they did a very good job. We're very pleased. We're never happy to have to use that, but at the same time, when we do have to use it, people should just feel good about kids because they tend to do the right thing at the most important time. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that with the teenage brain that we know I always look at as under construction, but in these cases, they follow the directions and they did what they were supposed to do. And again, thanks to the coaches who really did a great job. We were able to move them out. It was getting hot in the locker room, so we were able to move them out into some of the other severe weather shelter areas as the warning progressed. So
as the summer progresses, you know, a week from today is the first day of school. Wow, it's upon us.
It's finally here. It's my equivalent of the Super Bowl or Christmas or whatever, you know, your favorite. I just love the first day of school.
My mom used to always tell us the honeymoon's over. It's back to school now. But you have that coming up next Tuesday, but that means today, or actually yesterday, was it the teachers actually came back to the school? So you had your opening breakfast yesterday.
Sure.
Tell us about that.
And so you're absolutely right. Most of our employees came back yesterday. So we have a number of employees, you know, who do work year-round. And there's a lot of activity over the summer, as you and I have talked about a number of times. But, you know, yesterday the majority of our year-round or our school year-only staff members came back. Our teachers, our educational assistants were back yesterday as well. And, you know, really just trying to kick the year off. Really trying to, you know, get people inspired and you know, fired up for the school year. We've got this incredible staff. Great to see them coming in. One of my favorite things, Jeff, every year is this back-to-school time where the entire district staff gathers. We don't do it very often, but when the entire district staff gathers, especially after the summer, for me it's very gratifying to see these colleagues greeting each other after a couple of months away from one another. And so really great to see that. We had a chance to have a little bit of entertainment from, you know, some of our own folks, former Senator Kevin Dahl, school board member Noel Stratmone, high school principal Joel Lear, Bridgewater Elementary teacher Tony Matheson gave a great rendition of A Wonderful World. It was it was beautiful. Ray Coudray, as many people know, just a fantastic musician, you know, gave a really wonderful musical message about you know, how as educators, every day, you know, we do some things well and there's some things that we could do better. And putting that in song was wonderful. Our three Raider speech captains gave a really very stirring performance about what it means to be a teacher. And so really a great welcome back performance. We also shifted things up a little bit, and we honored people who have had some milestones in their career. So we highlighted people who have completed 20 years of service, 25 years of service, 30 years of service, and believe it or not, 35 years of service. And so just I'll give you those top names there in terms of, so we were recognized Bridgewater fifth grade teacher Gail Cole and Northfield High School special education teacher Mary Magnuson for their 30 years of service in Northfield Public Schools. Think of all the difference that they've made for kids over the years. Two outstanding educators. And then everyone in town knows high school assistant principal Jeff Eckhoff, and he was celebrating his 35th anniversary working for the school district. I joke with him that he must have started it when he was about 10.
Yeah, I was doing some math on that one, too. He can't be that old. 35 years, wow.
I'll let you guys do the math. But so again, what we're so grateful for, in fact, it's this wonderful time of the year, because last week we had new teachers in for 2 or 3 days. If you're a special education teacher, because of some of the complexities that are within that system, new special education teachers, about 9 of them were in last week for 3 days. And then we had all of our new teachers in for 2 days last week. So getting a chance to talk with them and welcome them to the community of Northfield. And it's wonderful to be able to, I mean, our community sells itself. And when I'm able to share with folks that, you know, when people get to Northfield schools and the community of Northfield, they want to stay and they enjoy being here. And then to turn around 1 week later and say, you know, here are, you know, we basically had 10 individuals celebrating 20 years of service, 5 celebrating 25 years of service, and then the 30 and 35, we're able to look at our new teaching staff and say, you know, we want you to stay. And look, we actually do have people who stay their whole career. Any business in town knows that one of the most important things that we have to do is recruit and retain high-quality employees. That's what makes KYMN run so well, is you've got a dedicated team of people here who do a really good job, and you want to keep those people as long as you can. The same thing with us. And it's so just that piece that we have longevity is just not a usual thing in a lot of places. So I'm very grateful for the community for being supportive of education, because at every turn, our new people say, my gosh, this place is pretty cool. And they're right.
I want to move things along here. You also, last night with the school board, you had you talked about some transitions. And there are different ages through the course of a career in elementary and high school and grade school that you go through some transitions. And those are a difficult time for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. This particular part came up during middle school principal Greg Gelinow's continuous improvement plan. You know, and they're tracking data on how parents feel about transitioning from grade to grade. And they want to make sure that as kids transition from grade to grade, that they're feeling supported and that they're feeling prepared. So I just thought it was a good opportunity for us to share with listeners about, we really try to support kids at these key transitions. So earlier in August, we offer a program called Bridges to Kindergarten. And kindergarten students are invited to come. It's a couple-week program, you know, where it's held at Bridgewater. They have an opportunity to come in, and they start to learn the transition to the day. They start to learn how the day goes. It's not a full-day program, but they start to get the flavor of what it's like to be in kindergarten, because it's different, of course, than what children have experienced, even if they've been in preschool up until that point. And what we know for a lot of children, if they can have that preparatory experience, if they can have that chance to try it before they get there on the first day, we know that that transition to the beginning of the year is going to be smoother for kindergartners. That next transition is at sixth grade, and everyone knows, you know, that when you go from elementary school to middle school, that's a substantial transition in your life. And so this week at Northfield Middle School, I think it's on Thursday morning, we have all of the sixth graders come in for something called the Web Program, Where Everyone Belongs. And we really use a mentor-mentee model where we have eighth grade students who are selected to be part. They apply and select to be part of this group, and they have what they call their web buddies. And so every eighth grade student is assigned a handful, 4 to 6 sixth graders, and basically they have this big welcome ceremony for them on Thursday. I think it's Thursday, sometime this week. And you know, they get them tours of the building. They talk to them about, you know, what middle school is like. And then they all have matching T-shirts, so they all wear that on the first day of school. They check in with their web buddies, and then there's a few activities throughout, again, the beginning of the year, because that transition to sixth grade is so important. And again, if you think about that genius of matching eighth grade kids with sixth grade kids, first of all, it gives the eighth grade kids some real pride in terms of being a mentor, you know, for some of these sixth grade kids. And then we replicate that essentially with what we call the LINC program at Northfield High School. And actually the LINC leaders, which are juniors and seniors, they are actually meeting for their training today. I know because my daughter happens to be one of them, and she was up a lot earlier this morning than she normally is in the summer. But again, you know, a long stay in Northfield tradition is the first day of school at Northfield High School, only the freshmen come to start the day, and the rest of students come around noon. And again, those LINC leaders will provide activities for ninth grade students as they're entering high school. They'll make sure they'll have the third or fourth tour of the building if they would like. And those LINC leaders, again, the juniors and seniors, provide that mentoring, you know, for our freshmen. What we know is that when you have a friendly face in the building and someone that you can go to if you need some help, kids, you know, will go to each other in that. And it's a really, these are really powerful programs that we've gotten some very good feedback on. One thing that we added this summer, people in town know Sarah Swan McDonald, just great high school social studies teacher. And she certainly understands how the power of technology can, you know, help students in these kinds of transitions. So she did a little scavenger hunt at Northfield High School before the school year ended last year. She put up around the high school numerous posters with QR codes. And so what students could do is over the summer, I saw tons of them coming in over the summer. They take their phone, they scan the QR code, and up pops a video of Northfield staff members or students, you know, explaining, hey, this is the cafeteria, here's where you get, you know, and it just gives you this little tour. And I saw a number of kids coming through this summer, a number of especially freshmen and new students who came through and were using that tour. Again, what we want to do is we want kids to have a strong start. And when kids have a strong start, no matter what, whether that be in kindergarten, and you know my my feeling on early learning and all that kind of stuff, but when we can have them a strong start at sixth grade and at ninth grade, we know that it's a springboard to a great school year.
All right. Well, I like that. I like that the younger kids are being mentored by the older kids and chaperoned around. I recall back in my day, and you probably do as well, that wasn't always the case. They weren't always friendly towards you. So you hopefully you'd have some friends up in the higher grades. Hey, let's move on. I want to talk about, you mentioned the school improvement. What else, as far as those school improvements thing, that's kind of an ongoing thing, but we're beginning the school year. What else, what other presentations did you have there?
Yeah, so we had both the middle school and Sibley Elementary last night, and actually this will conclude our traditional K-12 presentations.
Okay.
The Community Services Division will present their continuous improvement plan at the September 10th board meeting. You know, but what we're really excited about is that we had some great continuous improvement plans this summer. One of the things that just really, I will just be straightforward, I was giddy about is that you've heard us talk about continuous improvement. It's the name of the plans. And in each plan, we had something that was represented of the exact kind of thing that we want to see happen, Jeff. So I'll just give you an example. Both Sibley and the middle school shared last night. In both of their cases, they had a curricular area where the results of their assessments were not exactly what they wanted to be in previous years. And so they did exactly what we want them to do. They studied the issue. They deeply studied the issue. They looked at what the information or what the data was telling them. They said, okay, based upon what the results are telling us and how we're really looking at that and studying it, we need to make some intentional changes in a couple of different cases. In one case, it was our eighth grade science teachers did an in-depth interview with all of the elementary teachers and their sixth and seventh grade counterparts to really talk about what is getting taught in science up through eighth grade when science is tested for the second time. And they had made some assumptions about some things that were in the curriculum but weren't maybe that they were there on paper, but they weren't getting as much attention as they thought they had been. So what they did is they shifted some of their curriculum. They emphasized a few things more. They learned that students were getting some pretty big doses of some other topics, and so they adjusted their teaching. And what we can tell you, we can't give you the exact results yet because the data is embargoed, but what we can tell you is that it made a pretty significant difference. Same thing occurred with a particular subject area at Sibley, where, again, there were some results a couple of years ago that they weren't happy with. They looked at how what they were teaching. They looked at how they were teaching it. They used some additional modifications, and then they looked at the results now. And, again, in both of those, we've heard something similar to that. So when you think about it, we want teachers to be able to use the information that they have from various assessment results, data, mathematics, reading, science, and a whole bunch of other data. That we have data besides what's just tested, Jeff, believe it or not. They look at what they're doing, and they say, is it working? And if it's not working, how can we fix it? They apply a fix. They do something different. They measure it and say, hey, how are we doing? And then if they need to make some additional changes, they do. And then hopefully, well, not hopefully, then we will see either improvement or not. If we get improvement, we say, great, how can we learn from that improvement to leverage that in other areas? If we don't, we say, okay, let's go back to the drawing board. Let's try something else. Let's look at the data again. Did we make a mistake in interpreting it? What can we do to use that information to improve teaching? And then see the results. And at the end of the day, I ask all of our staff to ask themselves two words at the end of that process, regardless of whether it was positive or whether it was something that we hadn't gotten there yet. And that's what, okay, great, what's next? What's the next thing that we can do to improve teaching for kids? Northfield community members expect a high-quality education. And this little, it's a version of what they call the Plan, Do, Study, Act model. It's not quite there yet. We're working on that. But this is an example of how we don't get we are always celebrating the wins that we have. That's great. We have a great school system. We outperform the large majority of Minnesota schools. Everybody in town knows that when we look at all students. But we know there are specialized areas, especially in terms of some segments of our population who we don't have there quite yet. But we keep going after it, and we use the data that we have. We care about kids, and we modify how we teach them so that they can learn the information. And then we measure what matters, and then we keep that process going. So it was by far the best group of school improvement plans I've seen since I've been here this summer.
That's really cool. Teachers implementing the tools that they used in school to teach the kids.
And then measuring it.
Full circle. All right. We're out of time, but thank you so much for
joining
us.
It's a shock. We're always out of time, Jeff.
I know we've got we'll have plenty of time in the future to talk about the bond, which will be up, the referendum.
I was going to joke. We have a bond issue. I'm just kidding. Yes.
So we'll have plenty of time to do that in the future. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thanks. The district just really appreciates KYMN. You are just really a great partner in informing the community, and we're very grateful that you give us this chance twice a month.
Well, we appreciate you coming in, and enjoy your weekend. I don't know if you get a holiday weekend for the administration, but first day of school a week from today. Good luck.
It's go time.
All right. That's Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman. Terry coming up with local news. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rose from Quick Lane of Northfield. I have a little public service announcement about your brakes. You shouldn't hear them. If you bring your